On June 6, 2014, Sarah Good, a 21-year-old single mother, vanished after a night out with friends. Sarah was known for her warm heart and responsible nature. She worked as a medical technician, balancing her demanding job and her role as a devoted mother to her 4-year-old daughter, Jocelyn. That evening, she felt a rare sense of freedom and anticipation, eager to enjoy a break from her busy life. When Sarah failed to return home in time for her nephew's birthday, concern turned into panic. Her family quickly reported her missing, a significant alarm given her commitment to family gatherings. Days passed, filled with hope and dread, as the community rallied to search for her. The situation took a dark turn when police discovered Sarah's car abandoned on the outskirts of town. Inside, they found signs of a violent struggle, bloodstains smeared across the seats and strands of hair caught in the door. An uneasy silence fell over her friends and family as the search shifted from finding Sarah to uncovering what had happened to her. Tragedy struck when a volunteer search team uncovered her body in a nearby wooded area. The news shattered the community. Sarah's kind spirit was extinguished too soon, leaving behind questions that haunted her loved ones. How could someone commit such a horrific act against her? As detectives began their investigation, they learned about a young man named Dante Taylor. At the party, he had approached Sarah, but she had brushed him off. After her murder, Dante's mannerisms drew attention. He became a person of interest, but an initial arrest fell apart due to police errors. They failed to read him his Miranda rights, leading to his release despite clear suspicions. Yet the evidence against him continued to mount. DNA from Sarah's car linked him to her, and cell phone records indicated he was near the crime scene around the time of her death. The brutality of the attack stood out. Over 40 wounds suggested a violent frenzy, indicating it was a crime of passion rather than a random act of violence. As law enforcement pieced together the timeline, they worked tirelessly to track down Dante, who had fled to Florida shortly after Sarah's murder. Fate intervened when he was arrested on unrelated charges. Authorities brought him back to New York to face the consequences of his actions and the tragedy he left behind. The case of Sarah Good loomed over the community, a stark reminder of life's fragility and the urgent need for justice. Dante Taylor sat in the small interrogation room, his hands fidgeting on the table. The harsh fluorescent lights buzzed overhead, casting stark shadows across his face. He studied the two detectives seated across from him. Their expressions were a mix of determination and disappointment. They had brought him back from Florida with purpose, and now they needed answers. "Let's start from the beginning," one detective said, his voice steady. "What were you doing on the night Sarah Good went missing?" Dante shifted in his chair. He hesitated, the weight of his past choices pressing down on him. "I told you already. I was at the party, and then I left." "Right, but we know you approached her. What happened after she turned you down?" the other detective pressed, leaning forward slightly. Dante's eyes darted away, searching for a way out. "I just went home. I didn't think about it after that." But the evidence told a different story. The frantic phone calls made from his phone that night didn't match his claims of staying home. The detectives exchanged glances. They had a timeline. They had the DNA. They had the moments in between. Meanwhile, Sarah's family mourned in their own way. Her mother, Maria, looked through old photo albums, tracing her fingers over pictures of a smiling Sarah. In each image, she saw her daughter's bright future cut short. Maria couldn't shake the feeling that the world had betrayed her. How could someone hurt her child like that? As the investigation continued, the town held a vigil for Sarah. Candlelight flickered in the soft evening breeze. People gathered, sharing memories, tears, and anger. Each face reflected a shared sense of loss. They wanted justice, and they wanted to heal together. Back in the interrogation room, Dante's confidence began to crumble. The detectives introduced a new piece of evidence, a security video that showed him leaving the party shortly after approaching Sarah. It was not a clear shot, but it was enough to place him at the scene. "You lied to us," one detective said. "You were there. Did you hurt her?" Dante's eyes widened, and he leaned back, panic replacing his bravado. "No, I didn't do anything." The detectives pressed harder, knowing that they were close to breaking him. They began to lay out the connections, the patterns of his behavior. Each question chipped away at his composure. Outside, Sarah's family anxiously awaited news. The tension was palpable, a collective breath held tight in their chests. Each moment stretched into an eternity. Would they finally get the answers they needed? As the clock ticked on, the weight of truth loomed over the room. The detectives knew they were near a breakthrough, but the question remained, would Dante confess, or would the truth remain hidden behind layers of denial? Dante's defiance began to crack as the detectives laid out their findings. Each piece of evidence felt like a tightening noose. "We know you were there. Just tell us what happened," one detective urged, trying to sound compassionate amidst the stark reality. "I didn't mean to," Dante finally blurted out, his voice shaking. Tears welled in his eyes. "It got out of hand. She wouldn't stop screaming." The room fell silent, the weight of his words heavy in the air. The confession was a jagged edge, cutting through the lingering uncertainty. The detectives exchanged a glance, their faces a mix of relief and sorrow. They had anticipated this moment, but hearing the truth still felt like a punch to the gut. "Why did you do it?" the other detective pressed. "I didn't want to hurt her," Dante said, his hands trembling. "But then she wouldn't stop. I just lost it." His admission hung painfully in the air, the gravity of Sarah's fate becoming all too real. The detectives took a moment to collect themselves. "You need to understand what you've done. This isn't just about you anymore." Meanwhile, Sarah's family was left in turmoil as they learned of Dante's confession through the news. Maria, her heart sinking deeper with each revelation, clutched a photo of her daughter. Jocelyn, now too young to grasp the storm that surrounded her, unknowingly played with her toys in the next room. As the trial approached, the evidence painted a vivid, haunting picture of that night. Sarah's story was told again and again. The community rallied in support of her family. Vigils continued, the candles a flickering reminder of her light snuffed out too soon. In the courtroom, tension filled the air. Dante faced Sarah's family, their anger palpable as they listened to the details of what he had done. Each word was a fresh wound, but they clung to the hope that justice would prevail. They needed closure, a chance to heal. When the verdict finally came, it was a bittersweet moment. Guilty. The word echoed in the silent room, leaving Sarah's family with a mix of relief and sorrow. They had sought justice, but the ache of loss remained. Months later, as Sarah's loved ones gathered to honor her memory, they felt a sense of unity in their grief. They shared stories of her laughter, her kindness, and her fierce love for Jocelyn. Though the world felt darker without her, they vowed to keep her spirit alive. In the midst of their mourning, Jocelyn blew out the candles on her birthday cake, a flicker of joy amidst the lingering pain. The family held tightly to each other, remembering Sarah and the love that would always surround them, even in her absence. The lingering question of why still weighed heavy, but they knew they would face the future together, bound by the love of a mother lost too soon.